You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
I had to text Riggins because Amanda is a massive fan. My wife is a massive fan of green bean casserole like Riggins is. And I guess in the going to the grocery store, they thought they had everything. Somehow I got messed up and they didn't have the little, what are the little onion?
Fried onions.
Fried onions you sprinkle across the top. And Amanda's grandmother said, we've got, there's some Funyuns in those snack bags. Just grab a couple of those bags of Funyuns. It's the same thing. I thought we were going to have, I thought Amanda was going to go ballistic. Like, it's not the same thing. I'm going to the store.
Yeah. And after I read that, I thought, you know, that's not a horrible idea.
Not a bad idea.
Onion flavor.
I would love that.
It's crunchy. It's salty. It's not that different. And I don't know if that would be that bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Pretty good.
But Amanda's a stickler for it. Yeah. The green bean casserole is her favorite thing. It's like Riggins says, you don't deviate from what works.
Yeah.
But we had to go to the store for something else anyway. This was the day before. So we stopped it. We made sure. Crisis averted. We managed to grab some while we were at the store.
I'm surprised they had any.
Yeah.
At that late date.
At the beach, they had the grocery store was plenty stocked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There aren't that many people at the beach.
Yeah, beach towns don't have that much going on. Trust me. Beach towns don't have a lot going on during the Thanksgiving holiday.
In November.
So, Riggins, you made it through the Thanksgiving day with your parents, but what? It didn't all go smoothly?
No, it didn't. Well, no, it didn't. So I was planning on staying a couple of days, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then on Wednesday, my mom texts me and she goes, just a heads up, we have the house, the cleaning lady coming Friday, 10:30. And the way I took that was get the heck out by 10:30 on Friday. So I was like, oh, okay, fine. And that's kind of the way they are now. They've got a lot more time because they're retired. But that doesn't mean they necessarily want to spend all their free time with their children. Mm-hmm. So I thought, fine, okay, fine, I'll do a full day and
so you didn't ask her? So you're saying that I need to leave by Friday at 10?
No.
You just assume that's what she meant?
Yeah. And if I were to ask her, she would have gone, no, of course not. That's not at all what I mean. I'm just letting you know so you can make plans. We have to get out of the house for this period of time.
That's how my mom is.
Come with us. We would love to have you with us. Do whatever. But it's like I can read between the lines. Like I'll leave, which is fine. That's fine. You know, I'm never against cutting a trip short. Never. So that was great. So I'm like, okay, I'll do a day there. Thursday, I start drinking early. You know, I probably have, I don't know, I drink a lot of beer, maybe 20, I don't know, before the meal. So I am like cross-eyed.
What time is the meal?
Three, 4.
You had 20 beers before 3?
I didn't keep count, but I had a lot. Yeah. I drank a lot. But that's what I do. That's what we do. That's what alcoholics do. You drink, and I didn't have anything to eat because we never grew up having appetizers. You just wait for the meal. So I'm cross-eyed. Then my brother comes over with his family, which is three little kids, 6, 4, and 1. And, you know, they're like, oh, go show Uncle B. They call me Uncle B. Go show Uncle B your artwork. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like blitzed out of my mind. Flying, and they're like showing me their artwork, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I can barely get the words out. And, you know, they're in my lap, and I've got the dog there. So it's just like I live quietly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet. Now I've got 3 kids in my face, a dog, my parents arguing in the back, my brother and sister-in-law arguing, and it's just overwhelming to me. Overwhelming.
Wait, so you said your parents argue every Thanksgiving, all day about the food, but it's always the same argument every year over and over and over again,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the arguments were so stupid. Like, my mom made deviled eggs, and my dad goes into the refrigerator and grabs, and he eats 2 of them. She goes, Tom, those are for the guests. I don't know what you're doing over there. And he's like, I had 2. She's like, I know, but we have people coming over. And it's just like, she wouldn't let it go. And then, you know, he starts firing back. It was just like a lot of arguing. I'm not used to that. I like quiet.
What will your brother and sister-in-law arguing about?
She gets over to the dinner table. He has not secured the chair, the baby seat to the chair. Mm-hmm. She goes, Kevin, you didn't even secure it there. And I'm like, first of all, this is going to sound misogynistic. Should a guy even know how to secure the baby seat to the chair?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
He's
whatever.
Dad. Yeah.
My dad, I guarantee you, my dad never secured a baby seat to a dining room chair. I guarantee you. I don't know that, but I guarantee he didn't. Mm.
But he should have.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, and then there's no kids' table anymore. So they all sit at the table. And to me, traditionally, Thanksgiving is where we like scream and have fun and laugh. Now it's all, oh, you ate your green beans so good. It's a lot of baby talk. I'm like, oh God. And I'm like blackout drunk at this point. So I'm just getting irritated. So like everybody said, oh, you did so good. Oh my, with the green beans. I'm like, I got to go. So my second plate, I ate in the kitchen just away from everybody else. I was like, I can't do this. And I'm like, literally like blitzed out of my mind. So I kept drinking all day, all night. It was a mess.
And knowing you as well as we do, you would have been getting mad and irritated even if you'd have been stone sober in that situation.
Right, exactly.
That's this is true. Not the way Thanksgiving is supposed to be.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be making fun of each other until somebody cries.
Yeah. It's not
like
it's
it used to be.
Yes. If somebody doesn't leave the table in tears, then I don't want to be a part of it. But it's not even, you know, it's not that much fun. I love the kid. They're great. Oh, my God. They're pulling out like a Thanksgiving card game. Tell us three things you're thankful for. Talking to the six-year-old. And she's like, Uncle B, do you want to play? I'm like, I do. Bring me a card. Let's go.
Nationally syndicated, but never duplicated. This is the Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
The most exciting time of the year on the Ace and TJ show. We are ready for our first installment of Breaking and Entering Christmas. Breaking and Entering Christmas is where we have a family that has been nominated who is facing some hard times this year, and Christmas is not looking so great for them this year. So we break into their house. Ace does a tremendous amount of work to line things up, to get things together, and so does Alexis as his trusty elf assistant, to make everything so perfect for these families. So when they come home, they're going to be surprised by the greatest Christmas miracle they could imagine. So Ace is on location at the super secret place and ready to go.
Yeah, all I can tell you is we are in the state of South Carolina this morning for Breaking and Entering Christmas. And this is one of those unique situations where you would drive by this house and not even be aware that this family was in need. But imagine everything in life is going along great. You have three kids. Everything is wonderful. And then suddenly the absolute nightmare of nightmares occurs. Here's part of the letter that was sent to us to nominate this family. The youngest child, the four-year-old, I'll leave her name out, obviously, was diagnosed in August with a rare blood disorder called idiopathic aplastic anemia. This diagnosis is a result of her bone marrow no longer producing enough new blood cells for her body to work normally. She's been hospitalized multiple times since August and must visit the children's clinic at least twice a week. She was recently readmitted to the hospital yesterday, which was the time that this letter was written. The only cure is a bone marrow transplant. And as of yet, she has not received a match. Because of no match, a central line was put in, and she has started immunosuppressive therapy, which includes horse ATG, steroids, and multiple other antibiotics, with the hope that eventually the treatment will restart her immune system. Despite everything her little four-year-old body has gone through, she has not complained once and has tried her hardest to keep her parents' spirits up, often telling them everything is going to be okay. All of the hospital admissions and clinic trips have been a huge financial burden on the family, as well as lost wages for the parents due to so much missed time from work. Now, I'll omit the rest of the letter because I don't want to share too much information about the family, but there are three children that live in this house. Now, imagine in August, throughout the summer, everything was going great, and suddenly their finances have been depleted completely. Due to, and I just found out a second ago, this four-year-old has been in the hospital at least nine times for several day stays, at least nine times since this diagnosis in August. Twice a week, they have to travel to the hospital to have these therapy sessions for her, which are all very expensive. And essentially, in their house. They have an artificial tree. They have the tree up. They have the ornaments on the tree. That's the only decoration that they had because they really don't know how they're going to be able to afford to have Christmas this year for their three children. And little things that come into play here, like the four-year-old is so susceptible that if the one of the brothers, I won't give out their ages, but if they're in elementary school, if they come home and they have the sniffles, everybody has to be isolated or else the four-year-old, if she's around anybody with even a cold, catches the cold, runs a fever, it's another trip back to the hospital. So mom and dad, to take off to take the child to the hospital all the time, they've already used up all of their vacation time. They used up all of their sick leave. People at their work, at their jobs, have been helpful in giving them additional days and passing off days and everything, but it's not enough. So they lose money every time they go to the hospital, which is twice a week. So it's a family that was doing great 6 months ago and now today has been decimated, and they're trying to keep their spirits up and trying to stay positive throughout the Christmas season. Don't know what they're going to do for Christmas this year because obviously all of their money is going to taking care of their four-year-old. And that's where Ace and TJ's Breaking and Entering Christmas comes in, because let me tell you what, their house is jam-packed right now, and we can get into some of the details of some of the awesome stuff they've got and some of our great sponsors who helped us out coming up in a second.
Okay. Well, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear what they're going to find when they get home and the excitement on their faces that we can only anticipate, because they never know who brings the stuff and who does all of this. It's just, as far as they know, it is just a surprise someone who loves them. That's it.
This is the Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
Here we go with Breaking and Entering Christmas. It's our first installment of the year. Ace breaking into someone's house with his band of merry hoodlum elves and leaving a dream Christmas. When we last left Ace, he was going to fill us in on all of the wonderful delights that the family is going to be getting this year.
Yeah, we talked about this family a minute ago, and in case you missed it, just imagine that everything in life is going along great. And then suddenly you find out that your youngest child, they have three children in this family. The youngest is 4 years old, and she has contracted some type of terrible immune deficiency blood disease, and a bone marrow transplant is the only way out for them. A blood marrow transplant is the only thing that will fix this. They make two trips a week to the hospital to go through treatments to keep her alive. And she's been in the hospital at least nine times since August, the end of August, and more hospital trips are coming. And suddenly you find out you're running out of money and you're having a hard time taking care of things and keeping up with things. But luckily, they've been good stewards of their community. They've been active in helping others in their community, and their community has reached out to help them and embrace them. That's why we're here today for Breaking and Entering Christmas, because we have got a house full of gifts. Where there were no gifts and decorations, there are tons of gifts and decorations. And we got to thank our great sponsors, Athleta Cross Hill. They have a great outfit and a $200 gift card because mom is very active and she likes to be active. Little Smiles, a great group we've worked with for years. They do a phenomenal job. Little Smiles is super. Geico, Northlake, Western and Southern Life, Deutsche Beverage Company. Our friends at Paul Davis, always stepping up to help with Breaking and Entering Christmas. Calitrin, Deacon Food Services, the Johnson Group, Atlantic Bay Mortgage, G-Tech Serve, they have all provided the funds for us to spend thousands of dollars on this family for Christmas just to help them get through. Now, here's one of the things we always talk about. Not just Christmas, but what do they need going forward? Well, obviously, we completely filled their kitchen with food, tons of food, because that will get them through the holidays at least, if not on into January. We've also provided them with a lot of gift cards, $100 Visa gift cards, gift cards to places like Applebee's and Longhorn Steakhouse, those types of things that now the family can no longer take for granted. You just can't go out to eat because you've got to factor in all these different things, and expenses, cost is one of those things you have to factor in. Well, what about mom and dad? Think about this. They've been under this incredible strain, in and out of the hospital. Financially, they're suffering. They're missing a lot of time at work. They're trying to take care of their other two kids while still trying to figure out what's wrong with the four-year-old. Well, here's what we did with Breaking and Entering Christmas. We put together a little package for mom and dad to sneak away to Charlotte for the weekend. They're going to stay at the Hyatt Centric Hotel in South Park, which is a phenomenal hotel. It's a really high-class, great place. Plus, we provided them with a $100 gift card to Sea Level, superb restaurant, and a $100 gift card to Fahrenheit, another superb restaurant. So maybe just for one weekend, mom and dad can sneak off, leave the kids with the grandparents, and spend some time for themselves to kind of reconnect and remember that they need each other during this difficult time so they can support these kids and this family and just give them a little bit of hope moving forward. And Alexis did all the shopping, so she's got tons of gifts to mention for the kids that are coming up.
So now let's talk about the kids. We have so many exciting things. We got Nintendo Switch games because one of the kids loves Nintendo Switch, especially the new Mario Kart that just came out. We have remote control car sets for them. The little girl, she loves unicorn everything. So when I tell you we went unicorn crazy, we have a unicorn outfits. We have a unicorn snow globe. We even got a unicorn Barbie set because she loves Barbies. She also loves dressing up. So we got her a dress up trunk with outfits, accessories, jewelry, slippers. She loves getting her nails done. So we got her a nail set. Dad loves doing stuff around the house. So we got one of the boys a kid's toolbox set. So you can go ahead and fix things in the house with dad. We got learning toys for the baby. We have building blocks, board games for the family. And then we also got mom a spa gift card so that she can go get manicure, pedicure, and a massage.
And we didn't forget about dad. Dad loves Tractor Supply. We got him a $100 gift card at Tractor Supply. He's got some clothes. And one more thing looking forward, you know, one of the hot new things coming to Charlotte soon is going to be Charlotte FC, the soccer club. Whole family is going to see a Charlotte FC soccer game at Bank of America Stadium. Compliments of Santa and the Hoodlum Elves this year with breaking and entering Christmas. So we've tried to give them way more than they could ever hope for Christmas. And in the process, give mom and dad a little hope, knowing that this year Christmas is taken care of. They can go forward in life, continuing to focus on their children and taking care of them as best they possibly can while they try to figure out if we can get a match so the four-year-old can get this bone marrow transplant she needs to save her life. And you got to thank again all of our incredible sponsors and everybody who's reached out and given to Peyton's Promise this year, our charity that makes breaking and entering Christmas possible. Because when this family comes home today, they'll just walk in. Their house looks exactly the same on the outside. But inside, hopefully it's filled with more than just food and gifts. They see that it's been filled with hope and love from their community, and it'll give them the boost they need to keep going forward.
And, you know, this is a horrible time to find yourself lacking funds, you know, to find yourself all of a sudden in a bad financial situation, and you're already having to think, okay, well, we've got to cut back, or we've got to cut out, we've got to do this.
Sure.
And even the things that you can do are so much more expensive right now than they have been in a long, long time. It's just a double whammy, as they say. And all of these gift cards, all of these special things that they've got, I know are just going to thrill them to no end, because it's a, you know, it's a relief. It's a relief that's going to be lifted from them.
And the hospital trips won't stop during the holidays. They'll still have to go twice a week. And every time they go, every week they fall farther and farther behind financially because of the time off and the expense of the hospital trips and those associated medical expenses. So they're just it's every week gets worse for them. Hopefully this gives them a little bit of a boost, puts a smile on their face, and helps them know that they're cared for.
That's awesome. Cool. So are you wrapping up now, or we need to check back with you again?
No, we're done. We're fixing to get out of here before they come back, because we had to use the grandmom to lie to them to get them out of the house this morning. They'll be back here soon.
Grandmothers are always good liars, I think.
There you go.
All right.
The Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications.
Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Nationally syndicated, but never duplicated.
Monday, we had a survey that said wrapping Christmas presents is the worst thing, the thing that people hate the most about the holiday season. It's like 53% of people admit that they hate wrapping. And a lot of people talked about how they pay their kids just to wrap the presents or something like that for other people because they hate doing it so much. So Christmas wrapping is the thing that people hate most, unless you take the W out and make it Christmas wrapping, Christmas R-A-P-P-I-N-G. Do we have a, I'm sorry to sidetrack us here, but are you even able to talk, TJ? What have you got over there?
I'm fine. I just have to hold my microphone because I had to put the WD-40 on it, take it off of its little stand, and then it kind of fell apart, and Rob's going to have to help me, but he's busy doing getting ready for his Christmas wrap, so
okay.
I'll have to just have to make do.
So we put everybody's, wrote everybody's name down. Riggins drew out two names, and he drew Alexis and Tech D. Rob. Alexis and Tech D. Rob will now do a little Christmas rapping that we will all love.
I don't think so.
The thought being rapping about what you want for Christmas this year. So we will let Alexis will go first.
All right.
And so these are the things you want for Christmas. Okay, and it's kind of an acapella, just kind of a freestyle.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, do we need to lay something down for like a little beatbox, or are you good?
Rickon, there's no snare in my headphones.
Okay,
you prepare all right. That.
All right, ready?
We're ready when you are. Go for it.
Yo, Mr. Santa, how you doing? What's up? Christmas is coming, and I just put my lights up. Come here, let's have a little chat. But first, let me tell you, I'm digging the red hat. I want to make sure I'm on the nice list, even though sometimes I might get a little blitzed. I've been on my best behavior, so listen up. Your girl is asking for a favor. I need a new phone. If you're so inclined, leave it in my stocking. That's the grapevine. Now, this might be asking for a little much, but I hear you and the missus be coming in clutch. My ultimate wish is a new car, because these white boys here got me driving hella far. It also would be nice to bring something to Khaleesi, a ball, some yarn, a little catnip, you know, something easy. Okay, that's it. I'm not asking for no more. You know me, Santa. You know me to my core. Full of good vibes, which, hello, no surprise. Now, don't mind the nerve. He's a little pissed. I think he's upset because his aunt just got dismissed.
I don't like this.
This is really good.
That's really good.
Turned into a battle rap at the end.
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, awesome. God.
That was so good.
I guess you shouldn't be surprised. That was really good.
That was good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
White boy's got me driving hella far.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I like the way your vocal stylings change because I'm asking for a favor.
I gotta make it sound like it's rhyming.
Okay, all right, Rob, you ready?
I haven't read this out loud, so just bear with me.
You haven't even bothered to try it out loud yet.
It took too long to write it, and I just didn't. All right. So,
Take D Rob's Christmas rap. Go.
Oh God, I hate this so much. Holidays always seem extra to me. I want nothing under my tree. I don't have rhythm. I'm sorry. Hold on.
It started good. It was
no,
fine.
No, I didn't.
You were off to a good start.
I hate this so much. Let me start over.
Okay.
Holidays always seem extra to me. I want nothing underneath my tree. But if you really, really must know a gift, here is a very abbreviated list. First, I like tickets to an event. I don't need an Xbox or help with the rent. Eric Church comes to town early next year, or maybe tickets to the Spider-Man world premiere. I'm also trying to get a fancy KitchenAid blender. Probably not ordinary for my gender. I'm trying to make pizza crust and all kinds of things. I love an outdoor pizza oven and the joy it brings. Christmas to me means extra work. It probably makes me seem like quite the jerk. What I really want is no Christmas break, but I know everybody else thinks that's a mistake. That's all I got.
That was nice. Awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was good.
Good job.
All right. Good job.
I mean, that was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe you.
I'm not joking at all.
That was solid, Rob. That was very solid.
Yeah. That was really, really good.
I like the blender gender. Yeah. Well, you were that was good.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay. And you didn't throw a shot out at her.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what we were doing. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was what we wanted for Christmas.
You should have known, though, she was going to throw something at you.
Yeah.
He's like, stand by for the remix. Just drag her.
No.
The Ace and TJ and 30 podcast.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm... and our generation, Ace, is more into history of, you know, where we come from as far as how America was this and how like if you ask us about, you know, Elvis, for example, the biggest entertainer ever up there with Michael Jackson and DMX. If you say, where is Elvis from? Every little Southern kid our age would say he was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. And he got his first big break on the Louisiana Hayride, and then he lived in Memphis. We know that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's unusual to be surprised that Alexis, whose family is from El Salvador, doesn't know who Rita Moreno is, even though she's old. That's right. What she said. Well, look how old she is. Because Rita Moreno she's Puerto Rican, I believe.
Yeah.
And she was the first Latina to pretty much break through and become huge mainstream across the board in entertainment in America. But I took that opportunity. Now you know who she is. Now you're educated you on that. And she began to educate us on some kind of crazy game show that she used to watch that she thought was mainstream. Hispanic game show that she thought was mainstream to all of us, and I had never seen it growing up in Winfield, Louisiana. What was it called?
Sábado Gigante.
See?
Sábado Gigante. Yeah.
Oh, that's the show. I remember.
With Don Francisco.
With Don Francisco.
Came on right after Bozo the Clown every day.
So what was the object of the game?
Well, it's like a 3-hour show that would come on Saturday nights, and there's different parts, but they had games and stuff, and like they had singing competitions, and there was this one singing competition where they would have people come, and they had this guy all dressed in black like a Grim Reaper, but his name was El Chacal, and if the person was a horrible singer, the guy would come out and drag him out, and the whole crowd would be fuera, fuera. They had to get out.
You die.
Fuera. And they're just like yelling at how much the person sucks at singing.
Sábado Gigante.
And you thought that was mainstream? Like all of us sitting around in Louisiana and Riggins in Salisbury, North Carolina. You're watching, what is it?
Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante. Sábado Gigante.
Fuera.
Fuera.
Riggins just pulled it up here in the studio. What I like is, it's not like Showtime at the Apollo where the Sandman used to be off the side of the stage. This dude... What's his name?
El Chacal.
He is on stage the entire time. He's always behind you while it's going on.
And if you like lived in a Spanish household, like this is the show you would watch every Saturday because it was 3 hours long.
It's like Big Saturday, right?
What does El Chacal mean?
I don't know.
She's like, I don't know. Ask Rita Moreno.
Or Don Francisco.
Nationally syndicated, but never duplicated. This is the Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Ace hosted the first Breaking and Entering Christmas, and he put stockings on the fireplace. When I think of festive holiday cheer, I immediately think of Ace. Yes. Ho, ho, ho. Alexis didn't celebrate Christmas for a long time, but now her gifts are better than hugs, and when she gives me that small wrap present, I get excited because I know it's drugs. We're only 3 weeks away from Christmas. I need to pull a miracle out of my sleeve so I don't run into TJ in the middle of the mall at 7 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
We found out Alexis is self-conscious about the size of her forehead. After some childish insults were hurled, Alexis, the Grand Canyon is really big, and now it's a wonder of the world. So, positive outlook, you know what I'm saying? Adele announced a residency at Caesar's Palace. Can't imagine what that must pay. DJ Khaled also announced a residency at the Caesar's Palace buffet. Right outside. The Omicron variant has arrived, but here's some information I'll give you for free. I can look at your boobs and tell if you have it, so just shoot those over to me.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I drank more than should be allowed, and Ace spent the day recording TikToks. I'm sure we made the pilgrims proud. I didn't get my green bean casserole, which is fine between me and you, but when my parents are old and need someone to feed them, maybe I'll forget that too. Alexis and Rob had a rap battle, and they did better than anyone guessed. I mean, as far as white rappers from Michigan, I think Rob is like second best. And this is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Machine Gun Kelly is releasing his own nail polishes. I'm sure he'll make a decent profit. Ace whipped out his credit card. There's literally smoke coming from his pocket. Tomorrow's National Play Outside Day, which I think is really great. But if you add the words "with yourself," that's a felony in every state. It's true. TJ's squeaky microphone is finally fixed, which for us was not much fun. We endured 2 weeks of constant complaining, but the nightmare is finally done.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Subscribe now to Ace and TJ On Demand, now on iTunes.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.